The sponsor for this podcast is Blevins Insurance, and here's what their customers have to say. Great insurance rates and customer service. We'll search for the best possible rates through many insurance companies. For more information, go to blevinsinsurance.com or call 765-446-8999. Mindful Businesses with Vidya Iyer from the recording studios of Q1067, Lafayette, Indiana. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. Mindful manufacturing, simply put, is sustainable, social, economic, and environmental practices adopted by a business. Today, we have the pleasure to have with us Dave Mash, the co-founder of Palm Energy. Palm Energy has a proprietary blend of two plants, which makes biodegradable, environmentally friendly straws. Good morning, Dave. We are happy to have you with us on the podcast. So there's this a lot of talk about plastic straws. You know, different states are banning them and our seas are getting polluted with them. Tell me something more. Is this all just hype or is it all true? Give me some numbers.
Okay. Well, thank you, Vidya, for having me here. It's quite a nice, you know, to be talking to you this morning. Yeah, what we're having that has been happening as trends in the past few years has been an environmental consciousness that, you know, perhaps we need to consume and enjoy our lives, but also think of the less capable creatures that we live with, that we share the earth with, you know. And so the more we pollute the environment, we actually affect those other life forms that cannot mitigate the situation. So as human beings, we would have the control to say, okay, where we are polluting, how can we have sustainable, non-pollutant materials that still enable us to enjoy our lives, but at the same time, we preserve the environment. And I think, you know, the food packaging space is one of those areas where it is interesting that we've become very addicted to plastic. Mm-hmm. You know, plastic is a great invention that was invented by a Belgian scientist, you know, who became an American. But we've become so addicted that everything in our lives, you know, from the cars that we drive, is plastics, from our utensils, from our beverage drinking, and indeed from the straws that we're talking about today, mm-hmm. it's all plastic. So where does all that plastic go when we use it? You know, you drink your bottle of water once, it's packaged in a plastic. You use it once. Where does that plastic go? You use your straw once, where does that plastic go? And those are the questions that, you know, I believe they are challenges and they create also economic opportunities. And this is where companies like ourselves, you know, we find ourselves coming in to say, okay, so these are economic opportunities where we can mitigate a problem and provide a solution.
Awesome. So give me some numbers. How many straws are consumed in the United States alone and how many of them end up in the ocean?
This is interesting. Crazy numbers have been, you know, reported all over, and it is easy. You can Google any one of the big media establishments and you'll hear figures of around 500 million plastic straws are consumed every day in the United States. Our own research, however, gave us, you know, a more conservative figure, which is around 400 million.
And that's still a lot,
you know, yes. Because 400 million, you're looking at what, about 40 school buses loaded with straws every day, mm-hmm. you know, and so it's not much difference, you know, 500 million straws and 400, it's more or less the same. And so, you know, single-use plastic straws, you'd hear people advocating that, oh no, but they can be recycled, but it has been proven, at least for now, with the technology available, it is way more expensive to recycle a single-use plastic straw. So manufacturers will simply use fresh raw material, mm-hmm. you know, ethylene and, you know, right. raw materials from petroleum to right. make a brand new straw than to try and recycle a very thin material that has been tainted with coloration, etc. It becomes more expensive to recycle. Yeah. So ultimately, those straws, they find their way into our garbage refill landfills where they do not decompose. Some of them, they find their way into our waterways. And unfortunately, marine life cannot differentiate between a colored plastic straw and a worm that would be dinner for it. So right, at times right. you can have your right. marine life consuming that, thinking, oh, that's lovely dinner, you know, mm-hmm. whereas actually it's a plastic that is indigestible, you right. know.
Yeah. So how many states are banned up to now? Do you have that information?
Yeah, there is some numbers that we've gathered. As it now, you have roughly about 22 states in the United States have cities, major cities and towns that have banned plastic straws. And to give you an example, West Lafayette, right here in Indiana, just in the last month or so, mm-hmm. They banned straws.
Perfect.
You know, and you have universities like Purdue, which is our largest university in the state, deciding that in its campuses, it's moving away from plastic straws. Mm-hmm. But that trend is happening all over. So you have in our conservative Indiana, you have that is happening, but also you have also in other major coastal cities and states, California, New York, you name it, the ban on plastic, you know, in those cities is happening. So it's not yet at state level, but cities and towns are banning in those states.
How did you stumble upon this idea? You know, you didn't wake up one day and say, I'm going to like disrupt the straw market with my palm straws.
It's innovation is amazing.
Have background in food technology?
No, I don't have a background in food technology. I'm a mechanical engineer and then studied my ordinary MBA master's with the University of Liverpool, you know, in the UK. So as the noise about plastic straws gathered steam, it became one of those things that unconsciously, you know, one is aware of the problem, you know, around you, you know, and at times you begin to, you know, you stumble upon what would be potential solutions, you know, and you begin to experiment with, as an entrepreneur, you begin to experiment with different combinations and you stumble upon something that you say, oh, okay, this looks like it works. It's actually, you know, it's a new use invention of existing materials and combining them. So we've been able to register it as a provisional patent. So we are patent pending on it.
Yes. So I was doing a little bit of research before this podcast, and I found there are many alternatives. There are steel straws, glass straws, bamboo straws, straws made out of, I don't know, different things. So yeah. How is your product different? Tell me a little bit more about your product.
All right. Thank you. Yeah, Vidya, that's a good question. Yes, there is many straws, different straws. One could argue you can shape any material into a tube.
Right. Like pasta.
Yes.
Yes.
You can take even mud, you know, and shape it into a tube, yes. You know. The key issues is at what cost? Mm-hmm. Is such material able to render a product that would be competitively priced, because you don't want a solution going into the market that is too expensive for consumers. This is when consumers begin to resist. You have consumer resistance when things are too expensive. So yes, there are steel straws, there is glass straws, etc. But we believe we're not serving that market, which is the fast food consumption market for single-use straws, where the product has to be affordable.
Affordable, and also, you know, I don't want somebody else's glass straw. I'm not sure how clean it is. You know, if it was used like in a restaurant setting, it's okay if in my home.
Well,
for personal use.
Yeah, those are for personal use.
Yeah.
You know, you talk of glass or steel from a hygiene perspective, mm-hmm. they become personal use product, not a product that is used from one consumer to the next consumer, mm-hmm. you know, by 100 people in one day, you right. know. So perhaps those would serve a different market. So if you want to have straws in your house, you know, that you throw in your dishwasher, then of course, maybe you can have glass straws and, you know, steel straws. But, you know, in a restaurant, it's a whole different market.
Right. The sponsor for this podcast is Blevins Insurance. Blevins Insurance specializes in putting together packages for your home, auto, life, and business insurance needs. They are backed by multiple reputable insurance carriers. Blevins Insurance is great at identifying potential gaps within your current insurance policies. They are licensed to serve insurance in multiple states, including Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, Ohio, Kentucky, and Tennessee. For more information, go to blevinsinsurance.com, BLEVINS, insurance.com. I also saw these bamboo straws, you know, yeah. And I also seen pictures of your straw. Your straws look very smooth. They look really beautiful, I think. Whereas the bamboo ones were a little bit more, like pokey. And I think those were also probably for personal use because, you know, you wouldn't be throwing away the bamboo. So they're also because they'll be far more expensive than your straws, you know. So compare your straws to the paper straws in terms of how durable they are. Like right now, I was asking a few people, do they like straws? They said that the difficulty with it, they have a lot of difficulty with the paper straws. It's just like dissolve in your drink, and paper in your drink. So tell me about why is your straw superior to the paper straws?
That's a great question. Ours is superior because of the method of production, the materials that we have combined. It's actually not two plants, but it's three plants, And when you combine these three plants, they bond together to give you a super waterproofing material, well shaped into a straw. But because they are plant materials and in their own right, singularly, they are also edible. In fact, they are FDA approved. So they will rapidly biodegrade in less than 21 days, just like your domestic food waste. So this is something that you won't have with paper. Paper is going to, you're going to take, 45, maybe 60 days to biodegrade. But like you said, you do have the technological problems with paper. Perhaps it's still also a developing technology in that, they will fall apart, they will collapse when you're trying to drink your smoothie,
right.
And so they will soak, they will become very sticky and soggy, that feeling of sucking on a wet towel,
right.
and you don't want that, what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes, there is paper straws, but we set out to say, let's create a product that to the greatest extent possible, it can mimic the usability of plastic minus the negatives of plastic and minus the drawbacks of paper. And we believe that is what we have created.
I wanted to mention that Palm Energy is a startup started at Purdue Foundry. Is that correct?
That is correct.
That is correct. And they are ready to launch in the near future. What will your brand be called? How will I distinguish Palm Energy straws with some other straws which also are biodegradable?
Well, ours will simply be called a palm straw. And yes, it has been great to be associated with Purdue University Business Startup and Incubator and Accelerator program. And we were privileged to be enrolled with Purdue in that program. And that's where we developed our startup to where it is now. Mm-hmm. So it will be simple, palm straw. And of course, we'll have our own branding and our own packaging, etc. But those are still in the oven, not yet ready to, I know our competitors are listening. So,
yes. So, there are also these stirrers. So will you be making stirrers? Because I think they're a nuisance.
Yes.
And actually, I never use stirrers because I just think they don't even do the job of stirring.
Yeah.
I always ask for a spoon and use it.
It is interesting, Vidya, because when we talk of the 400 million straws every day, that also includes your stirrers in your convenience gas stations.